Good afternoon, delegates and our collaborating partners. I'm going to present the report of the Working Group of Consumer Protection in Electronic Commerce, which has been going on for quite some time. For last year's session, gave the mandate to member states and to UNCTAD to have the work continue and on the one stream of cross-border enforcement issues. And just to give the outputs of the work that was done by the working group, we had six main meetings online for the big working group of where everybody was participating. But the members of the working group agreed to have a steering group, which was supposed to move the program of work forward. And the steering group had five online meetings, and it was comprised of Argentina, Colombia, Kenya, Mexico, Rwanda, Sweden, United Kingdom as the chair, United States, and also a scholar from the University of Reading of the UK. So within the working period that the mandate was running, there were certain developments that were done, and these ones include the survey that was reported in last year's IGE, which was supposed to be expanded on the consumer protection systems across the world, and more answers were received. And the next item was to explore the dissemination platforms and discuss options for presenting survey results. And for that, it was agreed finally that the work of the working group on e-commerce will be present in a report to be posted on the website of UNCTAD, just like we had done last year with the other reports that had been produced by member states. And then there was the issue that came up on improving communication for cross-border matters. And in that respect, the group developed instructions and plans to set up a generic email contact for each consumer organization that are in the working group and beyond. And that work was done, and in the near future, UNCTAD and the working group, if the mandate is extended, would be to disseminate information and get the mailing list going. So member states would be receiving some information concerning that in the coming days. Then there was the issue of enhancing coordination. And there was a compiled summary of key developments and trends in consumer cross-border cooperation work by international organizations and networks. And there was a good collaboration that went on. And there was a mapping of what is happening in the other institutions that deal with consumer protection matters. And the information about the consultations is also in the report. And also the mandate of the working group, member states, members of the working group proposed that the mandate to be renewed and to continue working on specific items which deal with consumer vulnerability in e-commerce. And as we had worked before on the e-commerce working group, the issues of dark commercial patterns, which were also mentioned this morning, are very live in the market, and also expand on other issues that touches on what makes consumers vulnerable in the e-commerce stage. And so those two broad areas would cover the main items that can be fitted in to explore and see how consumers are behaving, how they are being treated, what are the challenges, And so the member states who will join the working group on e-commerce, if the mandate is renewed, will have to agree on the issues that they would want to put forward, and then we would work on them together with the secretariat, and then this work will be, of course, be reported on into the eighth session of the IG on consumer protection. So that was the work of the e-commerce group. And thank you, Madam Chair, and the Chairman of the IG this afternoon. Thank you.